I'm Patty Niemand in Los Angeles. It turns out adults who aren't likely to exercise in their free time can also get a lot of benefit from mini breaks. At UCLA's School of Public Health, employees are being offered paid exercise breaks, 10 minutes twice a day.
Thumbs on your shoulders. Push it up.
Dr. Antoinette Yancey is a physician who's passionate about getting people to get up and move.
Up, down.
Yancey's enthusiasm is big and catching as she cajoles and encourages 25 people in their morning liftoff lift those buns off the chair. Today's program is modeled after baseball moves. Other sessions mimic basketball, football, or dance. Either way, they add up to 10 minutes of reaching, lifting, and lunging.
Inhale, stretch.
And when it's over, a feeling of renewal, much like that for 75-year-old Octavia Miles.
I feel like I can go home and or go back to my office and work for hours once I've finished, completed one of these. I have more energy.
Exactly what Dr. Yancey wants to see. Yancey herself was a basketball star in college before going to medical school, and she'll tell anyone that lifelong exercise is a major key to good health. It's heartfelt for her because it's the opposite of what she saw 20 years ago when she started working as a doctor.
As I was practicing in New York City in foster care clinics and emergency rooms, I just felt that I wasn't really getting at the root cause of the problem. You know, I could write prescriptions, you know, till the cows come home, and I still wasn't really going to make a dent in the things that were causing the problem.
Problems like diabetes and high blood pressure that hit particularly hard in people who didn't exercise or eat well. So Yancey's on a crusade to get workers across the country to get their buns off their chair and get at least 10 minutes of exercise every day. Even that little bit, she says, can be a trigger for more lasting, healthy changes.
When people are active, they don't particularly want to drink a lot of sweet, you know, sugary drinks. I mean, you sweated in the last 5 years, right? Did you want a big soda, 20 ounces after that? No, you wanted some water.
And Yancey says even people who are overweight and intimidated by hardcore exercise can handle and even enjoy short little breaks.
I saw people who were 300 or 400 pounds who came up to me after a talk and said, I haven't done anything in 10 years. And, you know, I thought you were crazy when you first stood up there, but I could do it. It actually feels good. All right, Marina, let's go.
On this day, Yancey scours the UCLA hallways for people to take part in the afternoon exercise break. She's not successful with everybody. Some people say they're chained to their desks and just can't take a break.
Dip, tap.
But for those who do, dance takes center stage.
Now, let's do the hallelujah, African dance style.
Federal health officials recommend 30 minutes of moderate activity a day, but most adults don't get nearly that much, which is why Yancey advocates environments built to encourage exercise, buildings where most elevators don't stop at every floor, parking lots that put most drivers a good 10-minute walk away, and paid exercise breaks built into the workday. The L.L. Bean Company in Maine is already doing that. 15 years ago, Yancey says, they instituted a 5-minute exercise break 3 times a day.
Everybody does it. Stop the assembly lines.
And the company wins, too.
They get 30 minutes worth of productivity. So the number of bags, you know, shoes, whatever, that they did not produce in those 15 minutes of exercise, they actually get back and then some, actually 100% more.
Double the return on an investment of just 15 minutes of exercise a day. Patty Niemand, NPR News.
If you've got questions about mini exercise breaks, we've got answers. We have experts on hand for a live web chat that starts today at noon Eastern Time. Join us at npr.org.